Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome live to Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Laheen. We're live and in full effect. I know I've switched the time around on you again, but we have meetings going on, and it's hard for me to make the meetings at 1 o'clock, so I have to switch it back to the regular time. 8 o'clock, we're going to be setting up church services, and we're going to have a lot of things going on all week long. I'll tell you about them as we go along. Here's a season I've been rushing, trying to get here to make sure that I'm on the air on time. I'm with a group called the UNIA. That's a group that started on the scroll. We meet on Sunday, okay? From 3 to 6, so it's kind of hard for me to do that and then to get back on the radio by 7. So what I want to do, I'm going to start off with the announcements. Make a couple announcements, and then I'm going to make some more announcements later on because the commercial is getting pretty long here. A couple of people might have to cut out the commercial. Sorry, guys. Because we're running the Legacy of a Nation Global Network. That's who we are, actually. And on Monday, we're going to be having Toronto Church of Christ and Allah service. It's Christ and Allah. Oh, my goodness. We need to talk about that, and we will. Tuesday, we have the Carabao's Gold Conference. That's from 8 to 9 p.m., okay? And on Wealth Builders. We call them Wealth Builders, for those who are trying to build money. And get you a little more insight. Those who've got questions about Carabao, because I have a lot of people that's been calling about questions about Carabao. So we're going to have a couple of experts on the line on Tuesday to sort of help you out a little bit with the Carabao situation, okay? And Wednesday, we're going to have the Marcus Garvey World Conference, okay? That's the Marcus Garvey UNIA World Conference. For all those who are part of the UNIA, there's a couple of UNIAs out here. So that's going to be a pretty interesting conversation on Wednesday. And on Saturday, we have Milton McIntyre, Business Hour. He comes off of 6 or 7. His number is a little different than mine. His number is 319-527-6199. And the number to the other shows are the same number you dialed tonight, which is 516-453-9230. And on Sunday, we're back with Everything Speaks, okay? So we have a full week going on with the radio, and hopefully you can chime in on some of those nights. We schedule from 8 to 9 because basically everybody's just about done right about then. Children are in bed or they're ready to go to bed. You've eaten, you've done your day's work, you know. So then we have a little time to maybe sit back and chat and talk about some things. Now remember, if you want to make a comment or have a statement or something, just or talk about your business and what you're doing, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial, and that will let us know that that you have something to say, and we'll open up your mic. We keep the mics closed. Now we don't use your name unless you want us to. Use the last 4 digits of your number. And I see a very familiar number on there. I just want to say thank you and give him a little shout out. Let him know I appreciate him chiming in. Keep it up with me, okay? Well, he knows who I'm talking to, so. Well, that's about it. Now, the topic today, and it's going to be interesting. So it's almost like open mic, so you can sort of jump in whenever you want to, you know, because what we're dealing with is we're talking about the culture, be what you sell. I have to get back into that just a little bit. I know I talked about it before, but it's so important because they are afraid that the indigenous population will get back into the culture, be what you sell. It's a very powerful culture. And like when they were shooting the children in the street, if you're in the culture, we watch yourself. We wouldn't be out here trying to take them by the court. Whoever shot those children, we'd be coming after them. That's how the rewatch yourself culture works. So they know if they do that, Now, here's the problem with reverse culture. We're not going to rap to them. If they shot one of our children, we're going to rap to one of theirs. That's the reverse culture, and they're afraid of that. Because if we go back to that culture, they have a problem. So they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing to us like they're doing as far as black people is concerned, okay? So they're afraid of us going back into the reverse culture. A lot of people talk about that culture, but the culture is so strong that in Africa, back in the day when we used to trade between tribes, they would leave the stuff on the border, and nobody would bother them because you wouldn't steal from nobody because you don't want nobody to steal from you. Now, let's relate that reverse culture to what the so-called books that they have on the market where they're saying that this is where they got this from, this is where they got that from. Let's go with the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is definitely based on reverse yourself. Thou shalt not kill. You don't want nobody to kill you. You don't want nobody to kill you, then don't kill nobody else. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. If you don't want anybody messing with your lady, you want anybody messing with your wife, then you don't mess with nobody else's wife. See, and it goes on and on and on. That's the reverse yourself culture. That's what that's all about. Now, how does the reverse culture? I got a couple lines here, and one line is feeding back on my ear. How does the reverse culture function spiritually with us? Okay, cosmologically, what is this reverse culture? You know, if you heat water to a certain temperature, right, the molecules are going to move so fast that they jump out the pot, which is what we call steam. Okay? Now, you're reaping what you have sowed. This is science. You see? Everything in the universe functions off of the reap what you sow, off the reap what you sow culture. That's how the universe was set up. The universe was set up based on the reverse culture. If you put something, it's like if you throw a ball at a wall at a certain speed, you're going to reap what you have done. That ball is going to come back to you at a certain rate of speed. That's what you're sowing. You're sowing the ball at the wall at a certain speed, and you're going to reap the consequences of your actions. The ball is going to come back. You know what I'm saying? If you throw it hard enough and you're in the ball way, the ball is going to hit you in the head. You might even hurt yourself. But if you put a planet in motion at a certain rate of speed, based on the gravitational pull of the sun, it's not going to fly off into the universe. It's going to form an orbit around the sun. Because it's not fast enough to break the gravity of the sun, but it's not slow enough where the sun could pull it in where it falls victim to the sun's gravity. That's what you saw. I can go on and on, even down into the periodic table. You know, all that's based on what you saw. The whole universe is constructed based on that. That's why we were so smart, because we were linked in to the entire universe as the culture. That's our culture. The dog-eat-dog culture, that takes us away from our universal mindset. It takes us away from being locked into everything in the cosmos. That's the problem with the dog-eat-dog culture, and this is just why the planet is in such a bad shape. We're destroying this, we're destroying that, because we're not functioning under reap what you sow. We're just functioning under, let me get as much as I can before it's destroyed. If somebody has something and I like what they have, well, then I'm not going to see how they accumulated what they have and do it the same way. I'm just going to take what they got. Think about what's been going on ever since the European, now I'm using European as an example here, ever since they came into Kemet and learned the art of war and learned the systems that we were using called the Republic. The Republic is a war machine, okay? And once they learn that war machine, they've been they switched to the culture of doggy dog. And they have been taken, okay? They have been taking what they want at the cost of millions of lives. Second World War, 50 million people gone. First World War, 20 million people gone. The Atlantic slave trade, 300 million people gone, you know? This is the dog-eat-dog culture, and it's not beneficial universally to the people that are actually using it, because they're going to cause them to self-destruct. That's what happened on Mars, okay? And when the Lemurians left Mars and came here, now this was before Atlantis, all right? So when you check the history, you'll find that what I'm saying is true, or what I'm saying is written in history. I'm not true or false, but that's a whole other issue. We'll get into that one day. But when we came in from Mars, Lemurians, you know, we set up a culture that was based on read what you sow, you know? And that's what caused us to set up this global network that was called the Americas, okay? Lemurian, America, that's where I was come from. So the reason why I'm going through this at this particular time on the show, because the read what you sow concept will take us back into a pristine planet. This planet was pristine. This planet was clean. It was great before the dog-eat-dog culture became the dominant culture of the planet. Now everything is being destroyed. They're making weapons for the sake of destruction, not for the sake of benefiting anything, but just for the sake of destruction. And that's the dog-eat-dog culture, because if I took something from you, I got to make sure that I got the type of military that you can't come and take it back. Because if somebody come and take your house, oh, you plotting to get it back. That's what's going on at the border. You know what I mean? Trump and the crew, they do not want the Mexicans and the indigenous people to come back and take the land back, you know? It ain't their land. They're the actual, immigrants. They're the actual immigrants, not the people trying to get back to their land, you know? You can just tell by the name of some of the stuff that they have over there. There's Mexican, California, San Diego, you know? These guys, they come up with these doggone names. So that's the dog-eat-dog culture. I just wanted to go into that for a few minutes, because we don't actually talk about the different cultures. There's two cultures on the planet. The way you dance and beat a drum and jump around has nothing to do with your culture. You know? The culture is how you're living your life in relation to the cosmos. That's your culture. There's only two cultures. Read what you sow and dog eat dog. Okay? Dog eat dog. War and rumors of war. That's why they talk about in the Bible, because they know if they're under that culture, there's going to always be fighting, because people don't grow and build. They just take what they want, you know? And if you take what you want, people are coming to take it back. That's how that whole thing works, you know? So the culture that we're living in now, I'm talking about the United States, where actually it's almost a global phenomenon right now. We are functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture. And we're going to have to begin to teach our children about the reap what you sow culture, because a lot of them don't even know what it is. They don't know why the Ten Commandments and some of the books like the Bhagavad Gita, Osby, some of those books were set up and written the way that they're written up. They don't understand why Jesus or Christ, his last name was not Christ, why Jesus or Christ was saying some of the things that he was saying, you know, because they're so far away from our natural culture that when they hear the natural culture, it just seems foreign to them, you know? It sounds like something strange, you know? And living in this country, will make you follow the dog-eat-dog culture, because if you, especially as you're dealing with finance, you make a misstep, and they will take everything you got, your house, your car, your wife, and your children. So take everything if you make the wrong step, if you make the wrong move, you know. Those that are calling in, I know I switched the time, and it's a little late. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let me know that we're not here, that I'm not here by myself just talking to the airwaves, you know. And it's nice to know that somebody appreciates what I'm saying and what's going on, okay? Now, the next thing that I want to get into is all of the groups that we have out here and the things that they're doing. It seems that I'm talking to the black community right now. All the things that we do in the groups that we have out here, it seems that we're not making no progress to get back to our original power, all right? Now, in order to get back to our original power, right, we literally have to link up with the cosmos, because the cosmos work for us. The biggest problem, okay, I'm talking about the religions now. The biggest problem with all of the religions is that they have got you worshiping an intermediary. You don't need an intermediary. You're connected to this power yourself. I know I've said this a million times, but it just seems to be so important. You don't need nobody to do or to get for you. You can do and get for yourself. It's just that simple. That's what's going on, you know? But you have to set the parameters. The first thing you have to ask yourself, what do I want? You're not going to get anything until you first know what you want. And once you know what you want, then you can literally go after it and get it. Then it's there for you, waiting for you. All you have to do is step up and go and get it. I just got a flash across the screen. At this time, we're working on a delay for 5 shows processing. Please stay tuned. I don't know what kind of delay they're talking about. There must be a button delay where you can listen to the person's comment before you let them on the airwaves. That's a good idea. We need that button over here, boy, because especially on some of those nights when we have the whole UNIA and all the different groups calling in, it's going to get a little testy, but that's okay. But that's okay, because we're sort of ready for it, you know. As long as I have my hand on the button, I can always cut the mic off, right? Okay. Now we're talking about now the next thing I want to talk about is freedom. Oh, boy. Freedom. That seems like a big word. It's a big word because you don't know what freedom is. You thinking all kinds of crazy stuff about freedom. Let me break it down to you, because it's not that complicated. Freedom means control. You can't be free if you're not in control. And that's why you sit in the church and say, well, God is in control of everything. You don't have no control over nothing. The guy they're talking about is the 1% that's running the planet right now. They're in control of everything. You don't have control over nothing. But that's subliminal. They don't want you to know that. You know, so they use this guy sitting up in a chair up there looking down on you, waiting for you to make a mistake so he can throw you down to the other guy who's sitting on a hot rock drinking tea waiting for you to come down so he can torture you for the rest of your life. That's a strange concept. But believe it or not, we really fell for this thing. I mean, we fell hook, line, and sinker for this, you know? And the only part, the biggest problem with the other part is that once you know who you are, that makes you responsible for what's going on, around you. Now, that's something to think about. It really makes you responsible for what's going on around you. And people have gotten to the point that they don't want to accept the responsibility for what's going on around the planet. They don't want that responsibility. They want to give it to God, give it to somebody, give it to anybody, give it to Trump, give it to Trump's wife. They don't care as long as it don't fall on them. And that's one of the problems that we're having. People are going to have to step up and take responsibility, because the real power of the planet is the people. You can have weapons all day long, But if ain't nobody to pull the trigger, that weapon won't hurt us. So it will sit there forever and do nothing. Somebody got to pick it up and pull the trigger. And the 1%, they ain't trying to pull the trigger on nothing. They brainwash you to the point that they got you pulling the trigger. Well, a lot of sometimes it's not brainwashing. It's just simple old need more. You know, they pay you. They're what they call them, mercenaries. They're calling them mercenaries now, you know. And I mean, well, not now, but they've been calling them mercenaries all along. But a lot of times that's what people are doing it for. They're doing it because they don't have no other choice. They're broke, they're hungry, they're out of doors. They don't know what to do. So they join the service. They get three hots and a cot and money in the pocket. And they were living on the street before. Hey, man, they smile from ear to ear, you know. And they tell you to go pull the trigger, you go pull the trigger, you know. I know about it. I know because I've been there, done that. And, you know, when I was over there fighting, I really didn't have a clue what I was fighting for, you know. I know I was gang one and wanted to get paid for it. Since I was fighting, I might as well just go ahead and join the service. And that's why I joined. I didn't join because I'm loyal to America and I want to go ahead and blow my cousin out because we want his, it wasn't about the oil in Vietnam. It was about we want his rubber. You know what I mean? Had all these rubber manufacturers, a good year, and the rest of the guys over there trying to take all the rubber from the Vietnamese. And I went over there because I wanted them to get the rubber. I didn't care. I was just going along with the go along, you know. And that's part of the problem, you know, especially coming through this educational process. As you come through this educational process, you're really being dumbed down. They're not telling you anything. We don't know nothing. I should say we. I didn't know anything. When I was like 17, 18, I was one of the most naive kids on the planet. You know, at 18, that's when I went to service. I just turned 18 when I went to service. Because it was like a dead end stuff out here. Wasn't nothing going on for real for me. So I had to. So I made that choice, you know. But getting back to freedom, freedom means control. Now you think about yourself and what do you have control over? Do you have control over the police department? I don't think so. Do you have control over the National Guard? I don't think so. Do you have control over the regular Army, the regular Navy, the Marines? I don't think so. Are you controlling a Congress, a Senate? Are you controlling the presidency? I don't think so. What do you actually control? If you own your own house, you can control what's going on in your house, but once you step out the door, you're in trouble. You don't have control over nothing, so you literally do not have any freedom. If somebody come in your house and break the door down, you can't pick up the phone and call your crew. You see what I'm saying? You have to call the popo, and they come there when they feel like it. Depends on what the color of your skin is. That's how it works in this society. It's just absolutely amazing, you know. So, what am I saying? What I'm saying is that we have to begin to think in terms of control. What am I controlling? How do I gain more control over what's going on around me and my family and my entire diaspora? I need to know how to gain more control. Well, this country runs off the dead presidents. You got to figure out how to get that money. You got to figure out how to manage and use the money properly so you'll have money to back up what you're saying. We suggest the 50% budget. That's what I suggest. I'm saying we, but I actually suggest a 50% budget. Well, I should be saying we because it's in the Bible. That's where I got it from. Save hand, spend hand, 50%. You do that until you can get enough money together to invest in some things, you know? One of the things that we need to learn more about is the markets. We really need to know more about the markets because there's a lot of money in the market, but there's a lot of money to be lost in the market too. So you have to know how to play the market. Now, with the Karatbars Gold thing that came out, it makes it a little easy to understand the market. Once you, well, it's not really that easy. They say it's simple, but once you get into the Univals and the KBC coins, the Bitcoins and all that, and you learn how to trade, you know, and learn how to trade on that market, you can literally get paid. You can make a lot of money, you know. And since the market is backed by gold, it is very difficult to lose your money below the price of gold. You can lose money, but you don't. What you're losing is your profits based on what I'm getting out of the marketplace, because you're betting your profit, not your initial investment, because it's backed by gold. That's the beauty about the Karatbars market, you know. I'm just saying that, so we need to know how to work these markets. It's a beautiful market. Anytime, the only thing that you actually invest in is your profit. You're not investing your initial investment, so you don't really lose anything. And that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So what I want to do, well, it's almost time for the commercial, so I'll do it all at the same time. So let me finish my little chit-chat here. I feel like I'm sitting at the fireside doing a little chit-chat. But the certain things that I want to go over, because the 1% has subliminalized us to the point that we really don't think that we can do anything on a global scale. And you can once you know who you are, but you have to want to do it, and that's the whole thing. You have to want to do something. It's like we walk on top of Monsanto this and Monsanto that. Monsanto feeding millions of people, you know? We can barely grow enough food to feed one and two. They feed millions of people. So we have to be mindful of what we're doing and what we're saying as we go after these people, because I've been up at 4 o'clock this morning. I've been running all day, and so this new time is a little rough for me to handle, but I'll get the hang of it in a minute. It's 8 to 9 o'clock, because normally I'll be gearing up to crash normally around this time, you know. So it's going to be 8 or 9 o'clock. Yeah, well, I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. So it makes a big difference when you're on the move like that. At any rate, I don't know how I went there. It's time for the commercial. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and bring us into the commercial. But I want to make an announcement first, right? I did it earlier when it first came on. I want to do it again. And I'm going to make this announcement two or three times before we go off the air. Now, we're Legacy of a Nation Global Network, and that's what we're going to begin to setting up here. Now, on Monday, we have the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah service from 8 to 9. The church service there, Christ and Allah in the same breath. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're going to get a little more into that, you know. On Tuesday is the Karatbars Gold Conference, so you'll be able to check in on Tuesday and learn more about the Karatbars, those you know who have been dealing with Karatbars and know a little bit about it. And on Wednesday, now this is going to be a biggie here, Wednesday we have the Marcus Garvey UNA World Conference from 8 to 9. So that means there's a couple of UNAs out there. Now we're going to have them all on the radio at the same time on Wednesday. So, and then on Saturday, we have the Milton McIntyre Indigenous Hour, which is from 6 to 7. We might get him to talk about that a little bit, see if I can coax him to talk about it a little bit. On Sunday, we're back with Elohim Speaks, okay? Now, that's the announcement that I wanted to make. Now, now we're going to the commercial. well, we always say this during these speaks. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk and let us know if you have a comment or something you want to say, and we'll let you right back on the air, okay? I released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus of Mercy, Jesus is Coming. It's on the market. You can get it at CD Baby, /CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus is Coming. Now we ask ourselves, if Jesus coming back, when is he coming? How is he coming back? When is he coming back the same way he came the first time? Through the God of his womb. So sisters, be mindful of the babies you're dumping out there, because we need those children, okay? Now don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, of Christ Has Come. The call-in number for the CD or book is 215-977-0777. That's from 9 to 5. If you want to ask any questions about the book, anything, just let me know, okay? I'm also known as, I'm also in the gold business. We just talked about the Carabas thing, so we'll be having specials on that on Tuesday, so you can chime in. And the number for that, too, is 215-977-0777. You can find more information from 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his books, history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and helps fill in some of the missing pieces. In fact, I think next Sunday, oh no, we're going to have a psychiatrist on next Sunday, but the Sunday after next, we're going to do a little thing on Horace Butler, you know, just to give you an idea of some of the stuff that's in his book. Give brother a little plug, okay? And now we have the Legacy of a Nation, which is hosted by Brother Mac and Son. What I'd like to do is let me see if I can get Brother Mac to do his own commercial here about his show. Brother Mac, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, Brother Elohim. I am on the line. Thank you so much. I had a question regarding the reap what you sow. I can remember when I was much very young, hearing my grandmother and other older people using the phrase, "That's all right, you're gonna reap what you sow." Or she's going to reap what she sowed, or he's going to reap what he's sowing. And in the sense that they were using it, it was kind of like a warning. It was, as I understood it, they were saying, you are going to have to pay for what you're doing. You're going to have to answer for what you're doing. And when you use the term, say 75 years later, is that close to what you mean when you refer to a culture, reap what you sow?
Yes. Now the problem is the culture is linked cosmologically to everything. The whole universe is made based on the action from the reactions that they're going to get from the chemicals and everything else that they're using. Because everything you use, you're going to get a reaction from it. So based on how you put in the reaction, the chemicals together, that's going to determine the type of reaction you're going to get. So, yeah. Oh, boy. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But they're giving it, the parents gave it to us in a very simplified manner. But it's much more complicated than that. But once you really get into exactly what it actually is, the significance of what it means. That's why they don't want us to learn more about the culture. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, man.
You know, even when I was very young, I knew about sowing and reaping as it pertained to farming. And
right.
I knew that if you sowed wheat, you expected to eventually have a crop of wheat to harvest. And the same with corn and or peanuts. The type of seed that you planted, that you sowed, was an indication of what you expected to get back at harvest time.
You used the word indication, huh?
I'm trying to be gentle. Because
one a corner of the ground of watermelon come up, you're gonna have a problem, man.
Good. Well, yeah. I do know that there were times when my grandfather planted watermelons, and we all know that watermelons are red. They're green or striped on the outside, and they're red on the inside, and have seeds that are either brown or black or speckled, and but on occasion we would get what was called a citron, and it looked like a watermelon. But when you cut it open, it was hard inside, and it didn't taste like watermelon. I had to wonder. I knew my grandfather didn't realize that he was planting the seeds of the citron, but I also didn't know if it just happened that the watermelon seeds sometimes had the seed of a citron in there inadvertently or by mistake, and so without even knowing, he was sowing citron and watermelon, and was surprised and somewhat disappointed when he didn't get back only watermelon. but the scary part for me was in thinking that when grandma said, that's all right, old man, that's all right, old man, you gonna reap what you sow. I'm having to wonder, does she know what I've been doing, and am I going to have to eventually pay for this or pay for that?
I was in the middle of a commercial.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Trying to get you to tell us about the show. You went into the title for the day.
Oh, what can I say? Brother Elohim, it is often that I get the opportunity to ask these probing questions, and you have to forgive me for getting carried away, because I've been carrying this stuff around for many decades.
I might have to call somebody to make you feel like a real man should.
let it be said and known that I appreciate the fact that you give me an opportunity to promote my show Legacy of a Nation, which comes on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and my show is an interactive show, just as yours is, wherein the mission of Legacy of a Nation is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And the Aboriginal community is us, we who are descended from slaves. We are the Aboriginal community, and we are the Aboriginal community because we are Aboriginal, we are natives, we are indigenous. We were here for thousands of years before the arrival of the Europeans 500 years ago. But when they tell history, they make it seem that our story started with the Atlantic slave trade. And Legacy of a Nation feels that we need to know that our story is prehistoric. It started thousands of years ago, maybe even millions. In other words, it started long before there was writing to write it down, and much of it is written in stone all over the world, including Egypt and in Mexico and Guatemala. Our story, part of our story, is on the pyramids that are all over the world. But thank you for let's see now, when you can call in at 319-519-5927. Yeah. 319-527-6199. Thank you, Brother Elohim. I get all excited. and my tongue falls all over my teeth. But yes, 319-527-6199. I invite you and your audience to call in and learn and teach about we Aborigines and how we got to be the way that we are. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I'd also like to give a shout out to Sun Sometimes too. He's on every morning at 9 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The call in number is same number, 319-427-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and she and we're just for check her out and check out her spoken word. She's very nice. I like the words she gives out. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. I almost never catch a show because I'm asleep. I'm going to try to stay awake 1:30 to catch a show again. My show is pretty good. That number is 347-215-2040. Okay, you can catch a website, Nikki Love Wunam, WNOM, NikkiLoveWunam.com. We also have the UNIACL at 6 East Moore Avenue. So it's up here 3 p.m. Sunday. It's called Kabir. That's 267-513-8789. And also, we have an international number, which is a spokesperson for the UNIA. That call-in number is 646-807-6502. And we also have a UNA meeting on 514 South 52nd Street at 3 p.m. every Sunday. For more information on that, you contact Mark T. at any time at number 267-300-7143, okay? Or you can just contact me at 977-0777 from 9 to 7 Monday to Friday. I'll give you information about that. Also, we have the RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made suit, and call Brother Siddiqui, and he'll hook you up. That number is 609-68-5828. And we also have a new call on the line. He has a security company. I think he's looking for workers. So if you need a job, just give this brother a call. That number is 336-988. 8638, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton. He writes under the number of yesterday's show. He has 6 CDs on the market. So you can enjoy his music. He's a very good talented tenor. Very beautiful voice, okay? And if you want to find more information about him, just call 267-259-4077. I've cut the commercial just a little bit short because the commercial is a little longer and longer. Pretty soon the commercial will be longer than the show. Okay. I also like to give a shout out for the Taylor Potts Learning Academy. You know, give that shout out. That's my daughter. She just started a new business where she's taking care of children and messing all the other stuff that she's doing. I don't know how she do it, but she's doing it. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school, and she will soon be a doctor. Taylor Potts has before and after school services in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Email address is Taylor Tots Learning Academy at gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor _Tots_LA. Okay, we'd like to give a shout out. So if you need a good place to take your children, That's the place to go. The Taylor Tots Learning Academy. I'm sorry, I'm sticking my chest out a little bit. Yes, and I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3846. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, you deserve to be sick. No, I'm going to say that. Nobody really deserves to be sick. We really think if you call these guys, so don't worry. If you call these guys, you won't be sick no more, okay? I'm going to get back into the topic here a little bit. I'll go off on the commercials because I like giving back to the brothers that have done so much for us, you know. So just make an announcement. I don't charge anything for an announcement, you know. So, and those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I know it's just the time we're here from 8 to 9. What we've been talking about is the culture, the Read What You Sow culture, okay? And, I've been told that some of the callers are experiencing calls falling in and out as a call back. Well, once the switchboard fills up, it only handles 50 callers. So once the switchboard fills up, sometimes it knocks a caller off and brings a new caller in. So you have to bear with that. You just have to call back in. And just give a few minutes and call back in, okay? And that's where we're at. Now, the topic for today, we were talking about when we talked about freedom, that's what we left off at. We also talked about the culture of Read What You Sow, which is a very powerful culture, which is our natural culture, which is linked to the cosmos, to everything. I like to talk about that culture because I want everyone to know how important the culture is. Action, reaction. What goes around comes around, you know. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. All that's tied to the Read What You Sow culture, okay? So if you throw a ball against the wall, you're going to read what you sow. The ball's going to come back as hard as you threw it. That's the culture. If you put in a planet in motion based on the speed that you put in the planet to go around the sun, if you make it too fast, it's going to fly off into the universe. If you make it just the right speed, it won't be fast enough to get out of the gravitational pull of the sun, so the sun will lock it into orbit. If you make it too slow, the sun is going to suck it in and burn it up. So everything is about reap what you sow. What you're sowing is going to produce what you're reaping, and this happens in your everyday life, not only physically but mentally as well. That's where they come up with the concept. What you think about, you bring about. It ain't no secret. It's been our culture for the last years. Now they're selling it to you as something new because they've kept it from you. They kept you running around in this dog-eat-dog culture, and you really don't know exactly what's going on. I don't know what happened to, well, we lost a couple of callers, but other callers are calling in. So like I said, we have, once the board gets filled, when a new caller calls in, it kind of knocks somebody off. But I don't know who it's going to knock off, but it does knock them off. So what can I tell you? But I just wanted to elaborate more on the Read What You Sow culture. And you have to get more into that, because once we go back to our natural culture, that Read What You Sow culture, this country will have a problem, okay? Because the stuff that they're doing, we wouldn't allow it. We just won't allow it. Under the Read What You Sow culture, they have to pay for that. And we know that we have to make them pay for that. We don't wait for nobody up in the sky. We don't pray for God or anybody else or the dogs or the turtles, whatever we're worshiping out there. We don't pray for them to take care of that. You know, they physically came at it, so we're going to physically take it back. That's how the Read What You Sow culture works. Okay, and that's what they're afraid of. Now, here's the problem with the Read What You Sow culture. Somebody kill your child, you don't go after them. You kill their child. That's dangerous. But that's how the Read What You Sow culture. And they'll think twice about murdering your children in the street if they know that their children are going to pay the price. So this the Read What You Sow culture is very interesting. It will make people think twice about some of the stuff that they're doing, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I actually like the Read What You Sow culture. Like, they say, well, that don't work because an eye for an eye, everybody be blind, hey, but we ain't gonna be fighting no more. If everybody's blind, the fight is over. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be out there fighting with a cane in your hand and you can't see. So we're losing so many people. You know, like I said, the Second World War, 50 million people. First World War, 20 million people. During the Middle Passage and the slavery, we lost 300 million people. You know, and people are dying right now. From what I understand, 64,000 black females, young, middle-aged, well, I don't know how middle-aged you are, but young females have been kidnapped, have been just disappeared. Where are they? How come we're not getting this information on the news every day? It's like they don't care that our children are disappearing because, you know, the slave trade never stopped. They're selling the children and they're selling the children all over the planet. So the slave trade never stopped. It's been going on all along. It's just that it's been hidden from you where you can't actually see that the slave trade is still going on. And don't think that because you're white in this culture that you're not under slavery. You know what I mean? The 1% who's running the slave trade, it ain't personal for them. We think that it's a black and white thing, but it's not. Sure, the 1% wants to stay in power. And so they create these illusions of what's going on. Just like if you go to some of the African countries, you got 1% black people who's running the same game. You got light-skinned Arabs who's running the same game. The Jews are running the same game. I'm talking about the 1%. Not the average Joe Blow on the street, because the average Joe Blow on the street don't have a clue to what's going on. They don't know what's going on out there. All they know is, hey, look, man, I went to work today. I'm getting paid on Friday. My bills, I'm buying my food, I'm going to the game. I'm cool, you know. That's the average Joe Blow. So because they have the average person locked up in that mindset, you know what I mean, they, the 1%, are able to do whatever they want to do, whatever they feel like doing, because the people don't know what's going on. And as far as the news is concerned right now, I'm just talking as a black person, it's almost like we don't exist in the country. There's black people in every country on the planet. Sweden, Russia, we're there. But as far as the news media and what you're seeing, we don't even exist. You know what I mean? I'm watching one of the movies, one of the films, the documentaries about the Second World War. They're talking about, well, they introduced a new plane, and that's what turned the tide of the battle. But when I look at the new planes that they introduced, they had red tails. But because I knew the history, see what I'm saying? That was the squadron. That's a shame. I don't even remember the name of the squadron. The black guys that had a squad. Lawrence Fishburne made a movie about it, you know, and they had a movie about it. Tuskegee Airmen, that's who they were. They had the red tails. Some of the most best fighters of the war. They never lost a plane. You know what I mean? They shot down the first jet that Hitler threw up there. I mean, their history is amazing of what the Tuskegee Airmen did. But you listen to the war chronicles, they don't even mention them. They never even mention the guy's name, like Patton and the crew that he had. That black crew he had when they especially went to Boston, man, engaged more enemies than any in the history of the country. But you don't know that. They're not telling you that. See what I'm saying? They keep, when I say they, I'm talking about the 1%. I'm not talking about the average Caucasian or black person or Chinese or Spanish person. I'm talking about the 1%, and they come in all colors. So don't get it twisted. Don't think it's just the European that's propagating this madness on the planet. All five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, they all have a 1%. And that 1% has one thing on their mind. They want to stay in power. They want to dominate, okay, the planet. This is what's on their mind. And if you sit back and don't study, don't look at what's going on around you. Don't open your eyes, okay? You're going to find yourself in a world of trouble because there's some stuff coming down the pipeline that's going to really blow your mind on what these people are actually up to, you know? I mean, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that you can go and check out because as it stands right now, YouTube is about the only place that you can get any kind of real information. But even then, you have to look for it. You have to dig for it. They're not going to just pop it out there for you to see. For instance, it's over all the candidates run on a Democratic ticket. But all you're getting is what's going on with Trump. See, if you read the 48 Laws of Power, any news about you is good news, even if it's bad. So he's trying to create those type of things so he can dominate the news cycle so you don't know about anything else that's going on. The floods that's happening, some fires going on. Just amazing what's going on out here, and we don't know nothing about it. It's all about the 1% staying in power and dominating. Right now we have three nation states that's controlling the planet. District of Columbia, England, I would say London, and Vatican. That's right. The Pope is a bad boy. You don't know how much evil the Pope has done. I know we got Catholics on the line. I'm sorry for stepping on anybody's toes, but I'm just telling you, I'm just saying what's going on based on what history has said. Okay, I'm not making this stuff up. That's why the Pope, one of the Popes had to come over and apologize for slavery because the Pope sanctioned it. Do your research. Find out what's going on. Right now, you are an economic slave right now. That's where you are. You're in economic slavery. And this is not, this goes across all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We're all economic slaves. And the 1%, it's not personal. They don't care who they turn into a slave as long as they have a slave. This whole culture is built on slavery. From the time that George Washington and his crew stole the system from President Hayes, stole the system because they didn't write the Constitution, nor did they write the Bill of Rights. They stole it. Oh, I can see now one of the callers that was lost finally popped back in. I apologize for the way that goes because once a switchboard, it's only 150 callers, once a switchboard fills up, when a new person calls in, it drops somebody, and I don't know who it's going to drop. I'm going to open up Brother Max Mac. We only got about a minute and 45 seconds, so I want to thank everybody who's been on the line. This is Elohim. We're here Sunday. Oh, I got to make these announcements since I'm going to let Mac have the last word here right quick since he got dropped. Hold on. On Monday, we have the Toronto Church of Christ and Allied Church service. That's from 8 to 9. On Tuesday, we have the Carabao's Goal. We talk about how to get paid with the goal. Everybody need that money. On Wednesday, we have the Marcus Garvey UNIA World Conference from 8 to 9. So all those UNIA groups going to be on the line. It's going to get pretty testy. So the call-in number is 516-453-9230. And Saturday, we have the Milton McIntyre Indigenous Hour from 6 to 7. The calling number is 319-527-6199. On Sunday, be back to me, Elohim Speaks. Brother Matt, you got 1 minute. I'm glad you got the last word, brother. Go right ahead.
All right, Brother Elohim. Well, thank you for the upgrade there from Legacy of a Nation to the Milton McIntyre Business Hour. Well, since you did that, I do have another commodity to offer your audience, financial counseling. That includes credit fixing, credit repair, and my number for that would be 267-351-1927, and I'm Brother Mac, and Thank you, Brother Elohim.
Give that number again right quick.
That's 267-351-1927 to raise your credit score so that you can buy commodities at a rate that doesn't make you go broke by paying high interest rates. Your credit can be raised in 90 days to 6 months sorry about that, brother.
You're out of time, man. We gotta go. But I want to thank you so much, Matt,
for the opportunity
for being here for the show. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow with a Sunday service from 8 to 9. So it'll be my first Sunday service on the air. So y'all tune in. And with that, I love you. And y'all stay peace, blessings. I love you guys very much. And thanks again for calling in. Peace.
Peace out, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.